I'm going to share the same graphs with you that we did before. The yellow aspect of this are the 87% of us that already have health insurance. This website doesn't really affect them. The functionality of it in the here and now doesn't really affect them. This light blue wedge represents those uninsured who we don't anticipate will even care to sign up for health insurance. They might be young immortals or other people who decide to take whatever the income tax lower penalty is this year. This other 4%, the white part, this is the 4% who are not eligible because they're not citizens and therefore they can't sign up. So for all of the difficulties and the rocky start of this website, it has affected most acutely these two wedges, the 2% who we are looking to sign up by the end of March, the end of March enrollment for Medicaid. That's 110,000 enrollments. And then the blue wedge, the darker blue wedge, which is the 150,000 that we are targeting to sign up for a qualified health plan, a QHP, for those of you that prefer the acronyms. Do you have another pie chart slide? Yeah? Okay. So that's the universe we're talking about. It's 5% of our people who have been frustrated, and understandably so, at the rocky start to this new program and the health exchange. Let's go to the... I might go to this next. In fact, I might bring the easel even a little closer to you. We got colored magic markers. See, this way, if I do it, Josh will have to guess what I'm actually saying from afar. Thank you, doctor. Hand me that orange one, too. I want the orange one. Our goal, of course, is to make this more functional and make it more functional as quickly as we can. When we were last together, I described to you, and we'll use the red marker for this, the way the system was designed. There are person entering it can either call the call center, make a paper application, or go apply to coverage to the website. That was the way it was designed. And then the Maryland Health Exchange interacts with 8 different federal hubs simultaneously. What are some of those federal hubs? Len? Social Security, good, I think. Social Security, Josh, was that right? IRS? CMS? Yes. INS? Yes. So, in all of it, and then after that, in all of this interchange is determined whether you have a tax credit that you're eligible for, so that when you go and actually click in and pick a health plan, it will tell you what the price is, given the fact that you have, if in fact you're one of those that qualifies due to income levels, to that certain credit. And then the notion is that this is supposed to go to the insurance carriers through that interface that we call the 834 interface. There's two of these, actually. The one that sends the completed packet of information accurately to the carrier, and the other one that notifies them of the APTC, the tax credit, and what it means for that particular enrollee. If people qualify for Medicaid, the notion is that it's supposed to go through the website, through the 8001 interface to Maryland Medicaid. All of this, the one piece of this that's actually worked very well from the outset was this piece, namely the interaction with the 8 federal websites, including Social Security, IRS, and those other ones, and the Maryland Health Exchange. Getting into the website was difficult. Because this was difficult, the call center greatly backed up. The paper applications, I guess we can call the paper applications green. Paper applications in this information age have always worked. But the other things, we have four goals in order to make this functional, right? and we want to do it as soon as possible and before the Christmas holidays. One is a stable, effective system and website that doesn't shut people out or prevent them from going back on once they've already gone through a portion of it. The other piece is this interface with the insurance carriers. The third piece is the interface with Medicaid. And then the fourth piece are the business workarounds, the business processes, like taking those paper applications and getting them through. Or oftentimes people don't fill out completed applications, or they fill it out incorrectly. So we have to call them back, help them through it, get it going again. So the business and manual workarounds were another process that we had to greatly ramp up, especially since we've been working around a lot of technical glitches, changing the tires on a rolling car, changing engine parts on a rolling car, which meant that the workarounds and the business processes had to be rethought and revamped. Right now, we are at a point where I would say that I'm going to call these orange for the time being. I would say that that piece is better, though sometimes the call center still backs up. I would say that this piece going into the website is better, though still we have some screen freezing issues. I would even give the business processes and the workarounds for the incomplete applications, the paper stuff and all of that, I would give that, oh, this looks like brown instead of yellow. What the hell are you giving me here, Kara? This is supposed to be yellow. I would give that a yellow. So that's where we are on the front end of this. Over here on the 834s, this interface between the insurance carriers and back from IRS to the insurance carriers, I would give that a yellow right now. Is it perfect? No. Is it functional? Yes. In fact, a number of the insurance providers have already sent out cards and have started to receive payments from those who are enrolled for the first time with health care. And I can tell you that not a single person has been denied due to a prior existing condition. So this piece is actually working fairly well. We still have some glitches when it comes to the Medicaid transfer through the website, so I'd have to call that orange still at this point. A lot fewer errors now than there were, say, a week ago as we package up accurate containers of information and get them to Medicaid. So we're working our way through that. It's tedious, but no desperation there. We're making progress, and we hope to have that in much better working order very shortly. So that's the architecture and the structure of all of that stuff. Let me go through, click on that first graph, if you would. The graph we showed 2 weeks ago, the red-blue. Okay. So, folks, this is the this is where we were 2 weeks ago when we met on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The red represents those that are enrolling through the site into Medicaid, and the blue represents those that are enrolling for qualified health plans. Again, the goal by the end of March is 260,000 people. 147,000, what you've been calling in your reports, 150,000 in the qualified health plan, and another 110,000 in Medicaid. By the next week, the week ending 11/30, Kara, that had climbed. Whatever about the architecture and about the different colored markers, the real bottom line here is more people getting through the site from end to end and enrolling for health care coverage. So by the next week, we had gone from 14,000 to 17,000. And then in the week ending December 7th, that had climbed further to 21,675. So while problems still exist, the site has worked for 21,675 citizens that never had health coverage before. And we are working to, and we'll continue to work and work through the end of March in order to sign up as many people as we possibly can. I mentioned to you, Where's that piece of paper? Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I mentioned to you before that we had 9 issues with the website itself, the major issues that we were looking to fix. One of them was the account creation load problem. That was fixed over the Thanksgiving break. The other one was a multiple site access. That is to say that the people who were the navigators could not log into the site from their help desk to help individual citizens in many cases. That one was fixed last week. The user information mismatch, that is the inability to create an application for an existing user if certain information didn't match exactly. Person signs up as Mike rather than Michael. That's been fixed. Also fixed last Thanksgiving was the password reset, and we continue to make improvements to that. It was working properly in that it was making sure that nobody could hack in, but it was a source of great frustration when people couldn't get back into their account after they had forgotten their password. The DHR match failure, the DHR, the interface with the Department of Human Resources, wasn't working properly, would prevent users from going further. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those 9 that have been fixed. One of them I call fixed by exception, and that was we had hoped to design the site in such a way that if someone were applying for Medicaid who already had Medicaid, that the site would stop them and say, wait a minute, you're already enrolled. We deprioritized that fix among those 9 fixes, so I will call that cleared by exception. It's not keeping anyone from signing up in Medicaid, and our people at DHMH can fix that on the back end if there's any sort of duplication issues, which leaves one that we hope will be fixed, and we are looking to get fixed within the next couple of days and by week's end, was the tax credit amount. The thing that appeared on the acronym as APTC value. Sometimes that would return a null or minus one for some users, not many, but 100 or more. That one we anticipate will be fixed by tomorrow. And then the thing that has been the toughest to get to the bottom of was the screen freezing issues, which were twofold. One had to do with the browser, and when you sometimes would use the external user would crash the site when resizing the browser or downloading a PDF. The other one related to that was an enroll button malfunction where the external user would freeze the site when, after going through the whole process, they'd click on to enroll, and that would freeze up the site. We've made progress diagnosing that. We believe we know what it is. We're working on a workaround for that, and that's the last remaining one that we have to fix of those 9 that I mentioned to you before. So, bottom line, we've made progress by degrees. The best proof of that progress is the increased enrollment, which if you look at the last week of October, which ended November 2nd, we've gone from 7,000 to 21,000, so we've tripled the number of people that have successfully made it through the site and enrolled. We have yet to really begin the marketing aspects of this because we want to get the site up to a better level of functionality, not perfection, but functionality, before we start the marketing effort. One other aspect. In 2009... with the Lieutenant Governor's leadership, we expanded a program called Primary Adult Care. It was a program that was started under our predecessor, but was expanded under the O'Malley Brown administration to cover adults who didn't qualify for Medicaid, but we expanded it to cover substance abuse and also emergency room visits. And that's about 88,000 people that for the last year we have been aggressively marketing to enroll in primary adult care. in anticipation of the Affordable Care Act, and they will shortly be enrolled for the first time in Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, without the necessity even of going through the site, but for the first time they will be enrolled. So that will be about 88,000 of the 110,000 Medicaid eligible that we had hoped to sign up in this. So